Click on bare one functions and spread models.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers for all they have done. It is not possible for me in this talk to do justice to all the ways in which bare one functions and spreading models arise in Banach space theory. I will confine myself only to bare one functions and spreading models in relation to the space zero. The scheme of my lecture is the following. Firstly, the scheme of my talk is the following. We will determine various classes of bare one functions that arise in relation to the summing basis of C0. Secondly, to these classes we will correspond Banach space properties via the bare one elements of the second dual space. We call them external properties. Thirdly, looking for sufficient conditions under which these external properties will hold, we arrive at corresponding internal properties of Banach spaces concerning weakly null sequences. Results included in this scheme appear in one of three stages. This, when quantified suitably by ordinal ranks, corresponds firstly to omega 1, then to omega, and finally to the powers omega to xi for all countable ordinals xi. The proofs of these results rely heavily on Ramsey-type combinatorial techniques, and as they become more refined, there is increased need, as we shall see, for more refined techniques of this sort. Let me start with the first stage, and we will refer to the results of this stage as the classical results. Firstly, we will go through some basic definitions. K is a compact metric space. CK is the class of all real-valued continuous functions. B1K is the class of all bounded bare one functions on K. Now, dK is the linear subspace of B1K, which is generated by the semi-continuous functions. So, every element of dK can be written as a difference U plus V, where UV are bounded and semi-continuous functions. The classical norm on dK is the D norm. It's equal to the infimum of the norm of U plus V, where UV are non-negative, bounded, and lower semi-continuous functions, with F equal to U plus V. DK with the D norm is a Banach space. The D norm dominates the supremum norm, but it isn't in general equivalent to it. The classical characterization of DK connected this class with the summing basis of C0 was given by Pesanka-Pelczynski in 58, completed by Haydon, Odell, Rosendahl, and Rosendahl later. According to this, for a bounded discontinuous function, the following are equivalent. A function f is in DK if and only if every bounded sequence of continuous functions converging pointwise to F has a convex block subsequence equivalent to the summing basis of C0. Also, F is in DK if F is the pointwise limit of a sequence of continuous functions which satisfies with this sum uniformly bounded. A natural way to get a discontinuous function in decay is to consider the unit ball of a dual space with the weak star topology and then take as a function an element of the second dual restricted in this ball. So, for a separable Banach space, we set B1x to be all the elements of the second dual which are weak star limits of a sequence in X, and equivalently, according to a result of Odell and Rosendahl, this class consists of all the elements of the double dual which restricted to the unit ball of X star are in the class B1k. Analogously, the class D of X contains all the elements of the double dual which restricted to K is in the class DK. Now, Pelsinski E58 defined the property U of a Banach space X as follows. We remark that in the terminology we have just introduced, property U can be expressed by the equality B1 of X with the class D of X. And equivalently, we have that a Banach space X has property U if and only if every weak cosy and not a weakly convergent sequence in X has a convex block subsequence equivalent to the summit basis of C0. We remark that the definition of property U involves weakly cosy sequences and consequently the second dual space, so in this sense we can say that it is an external property of X. An internal property of X introduced by Sebranos and Telton according to the following definition. A Banach space X has property S if every normalized weakly null sequence in X admits a subsequence equivalent to the unit basis of C0. Sebranos and Telton independently proved the following equivalence for property S. A Banach space X has property S if and only if X has the hereditary Dunford-Pettis property, namely that for every subspace Y of X and every pair of weakly null sequences Xn in Y and Xn star in Y star, we have that the sequence Xn star of Xn converges to zero. The proof of this equivalence involves Ramsey-type combinatorial techniques since it makes use of Elton's nearly unconditional theorem. Moreover, Knaust and Odell proved the connection of these properties in the sense that property S is a sufficient condition for property U to hold. The proof of this result also uses Ramsey combinatorics, in fact, the Galvin-Prickly theorem. Let me rephrase the Knaust-Odell implication, taking into account the Sebranos-Elton result. We have that a Banach space X has the hereditary Dunford-Pettis property. If has the hereditary Dunford-Pettis property, then we have the equality of the classes B1 of X with D of X. These are the classical results. We will go now to the second stage, namely the spread theoretic analog of the classical results. The basic concept in this, of this analog is the Schreier family. The Schreier family, F1, consists of finite sets of natural numbers with cardinality less or equal to the minimum of the set. In place of the family of all finite sets of natural numbers, which is needed in the statements of the classical results concerning embedding conditions, now we will have the Schreier family concerning spreading models. The concept of a spreading model was introduced by Brunel and Sargeston in 1974, employing the classical Ramsey theorem. Later, the relation of spreading model with the Schreier family became clarified, so we can say that a sequence Xn in a Banach space has a subsequence with spreading model equivalent to a basic sequence En if and only if Xn has a subsequence Zn which satisfies these inequalities, where the indices belongs to an element of the Schreier family F1. Now, the role of decay in this analog is played by the class B1/4 of K, introduced by Haydon, Odell and Rosendahl. The class B1/4 of K consists of Beruan functions which are uniformly limits of sequences in decay bounded in the D norm. A natural norm in the space B1/4 K is the 1/4 norm, which is equal to the infimum of all such bounds. B1/4 of K with the 1/4 norm is a Banach space, and the position of this class is here. We remark that the Schreier family does not enter here at all. However, it is there all the same, according to the following theorem, which is in part due to Haydon, Odell and Rosendahl, completed by myself as follows. For a bounded discontinuous function on K, the following are equivalent. F is in B1/4 K if and only if every bounded sequence Fn of continuous functions converging pointwise to F has a convex block subsequence with spreading model equivalent to the summing basis of C0. Also, we have that F is in B1/4 K if and only if F is the pointwise limit of a sequence of continuous functions such that these sums are uniformly bounded only for the sets in the Schreier family F1. What? Definition of B1/4? Okay. Now, in connection with the space B1/4k, we will define the spreading U property, which is analogous to the U property which we mentioned before. The spread theoretic of property U is defined as follows. A Banach space X has a spreading U property is the same definition as Pelczynski defined property U, and only we replace here the family of all finite sets of natural numbers by the sets of the family F1. According to the previous characterizations, spreading U property can be expressed by the equality B1(x) equal to the class B1/4(x). Equivalently, we have that a Banach space X has the spreading U property if every weak cosy and not weakly convergent sequence in X has a convex block subsequence with spreading model equivalent to the summit basis of C0. The predual of the space called the Jamesification of Chirleson space is an example of a space with the spreading U property and not the U property. We now turn to the internal property. We will define the spreading S property analogously to S property, replacing embedding by spreading model as follows. A Banach space X has the spreading S property if every weakly null sequence in X admits a subsequence with spreading model equivalent to the unit basis of C0. The dual of Chirleson space is an example of a reflexive space with a spreading S property. Connecting to the spreading S property now, we would expect an analog of the classical Danforth-Pettis property. In order to achieve this, we need a suitable convergence of a sequence in a Banach space stronger than the weak one. This convergence is the following one, defined by Merkourakis and called uniformly weak convergence. In an equivalent form, this definition says that a sequence Xn in a Banach space X is uniformly weakly null if and only if the supremum of the norms of the averages of the sequence Xn on a Schreier set F with minimum F equal to K converges to zero as K goes to infinity. With this convergence at hand, we can define the Danforth-Pettis property of order 1. We define the Danforth-Pettis property of order 1, replacing here the weak convergence of the sequence X and star in the dual space by the uniformly weak convergence. Now, that we have this analog of the Dufour-Pettis property, we can state the main characterization of Sprendinger's property. We proved that a Banach space X has the Sprendinger's property if and only if it has the hereditary Dufour-Pettis property of order 1. The proof of this theorem uses not only Elton's nearly unconditional theorem, but in addition, Odell's Schreier unconditional theorem, and also a dichotomy proved by Erdos Makidor and Rosendahl that between the L1 spreading models and the uniformly weak convergence. Finally, we have the following theorem, analogous to the Knaus-Odell theorem, which takes the following form. If he is a Banach space, then the Sprendinger's property is a sufficient condition for Sprendinger U property. Rephrasing this result, we have that the hereditary Dufour-Pettis property of order 1 implies the equality B of 1 of X with the class B 1/4 of X. And these are the Sprendig analog results. To get a more precise and quantified comparison of the classical and the Sprendig case, we need two ordinal ranks. Firstly, the non-Dirac introduced by Kehris and Louveau and Rosendahl as follows. Rosendahl, for a bounded function f, associates a transfinite increasing family of upper semi-continuous functions, the xi oscillations of f, defined as follows. Then, the non-Dirac of f is the least xi with oscillations xi of f unbounded, if such a xi exists. Otherwise, the non-Dirac is equal to omega 1. This rank quantifies dk and b 1/4 k on the basis of the following two theorems. According to a result of Rosendahl, the functions in dk are characterized by non-Dirac equal to omega 1. And according a result of mine, the functions in b 1/4 k are characterized by non-Dirac greater than omega. Moreover, we have these two quite interesting norm qualities. So, property U corresponds to rank omega 1, and Sprendinger U property corresponds to omega. We expect now, on the basis of what we have seen, that property S also be described by an ordinal rank and to correspond to omega 1 and Sprendinger S to omega. It's true, the ordinal rank that fits to these requirements is the C0 ordinal rank of a Banach space. This definition, which involves the strong Cantor-Bedingson index, measure is is a measure of the universal occurrence of C0 in the space. By universal, we mean in all weakly null sequences. According to results that we have proved, a Banach space X has property S if and only if the C0 ordinal rank of X is equal to omega 1, and X has spreading S property if and only if the C0 ordinal rank of X is greater than omega. In the proof of the second equivalence, we used the countable ordinal Ramsey principle, a key result which I have proved and I will briefly describe later. So, property S corresponds to rank omega 1 and spreading S property corresponds to omega. All these results up to now were at the two extremes of the spectrum, namely omega 1 and omega. We will now bridge the gap between these two extremes, defining all these results for every countable ordinal. There is, however, an interesting and unexpected limitation. Both indices, the non-D-rank and the C0 ordinal rank, take as values not all the countable ordinals, but only of the form of some power of omega to psi, according to the following theorems. According to the first theorem, due to Louvot and myself, the non-D rank takes as values omega 1 and powers omega to psi for every countable ordinal psi. And the same is true for the C0 ordinal rank, according to the next theorem. All such ordinals are obtained. I have no time to explain the reason why this happens, but let me say that it's really the linearity that causes this restriction. This restriction is absent in purely topological context. In order to develop now the theory, for all infinite countable ordinals, we need a higher ordinal analog of the Schreier family. This turns out to be the generalized Schreier families defined by Anspach and Tsargyros. As follows. We have the family F0, then the family F Xi plus 1 contains kappa elements of the previous family with k elements of the previous family with k less than equal to the minimum of the set. And for a limit ordinal Xi, the getting an increasing to Xi sequence of ordinal F Xi is the following family. Using the generalized Schreier families, we define the notion of a spreading model of order Xi as follows. A sequence Xn in a Banach space has spreading model of order Xi for some countable ordinal Xi equivalent to a basic sequence En if and only if it satisfies these inequalities, where the indices here are in a generalized family of Xi. We are now in the position to classify the class B1/4K into a decreasing hierarchy of Banach spaces, bridging the gap between B1/4K and DK. For every countable ordinal psi, we define the class S psi of K to be all the Berouan functions on K, which are pointwise limits of sequences of continuous functions that are dominated by the summing basis of C0 only on the sets of the generalized family of psi. This class is a Banach space with the psi norm equal to the infimum of all such constants. Of course, the hierarchy is decreasing. The fact that the hierarchy bridges the gap between B1/4K and DK is shown by the important property that the intersection of all families as psi is equal to the class DK. For the proof of this theorem, we used a suitable Bourguin tree and used Kuhn and Martin theorem on it. In analogy, to the characterizations of the discontinuous functions in DK and B1/4K respectively, we have the following theorem for the classes S psi K. For a bounded discontinuous function F, the following are equivalent. A function is in S psi K if and only if every bounded sequence of continuous functions converging pointwise to F has a convex block subsequence with Sprendig model of order psi equivalent to the summing basis of C0. Also, F is in S psi K if and only if is the pointwise limit of a sequence of continuous functions such that these sums are uniformly bounded on the elements of the generalized family F psi. So, now we can define the Sprendig U property of order psi analogously, replacing here the family F1 by the family F psi, and according to the previous theorem, we have that this property can be expressed by the equality that B1 of X is equal to S psi of X, and also that every weak cosy and not weakly convergent sequence in X has a convex block subsequence with Sprendig model of order psi equivalent to the summing basis of C0. Now, on the basis of the previous result, we would expect now that the elements of the family S psi K will be characterized as those which have non D rank greater than omega to psi. I was able to point out to prove only one direction of this equivalence. namely that if F is in Xi of K, then the non-Dirac of F is greater than omega to Xi. The proof of this theorem was inspired by the C0 theorem proved by Rosendahl. The inverse direction remains an open problem. The following significant corollary to the theorem indicates the power of indices and shows that the classical property U is indeed the limiting case of all spreading U properties of order Xi, as a Banach space, if a Banach space X has spreading U property of order Xi for every countable ordinal Xi, then it has property U equivalently. Now we'll go to the internal property. The lowest internal property is the Danforth-Pettis property of order 1. It was defined using the Merkourakis uniformly weak convergence based on the Schreier family. Now we will introduce the omega to xi uniformly weak convergence of a sequence of a Banach space. But for this reason, we need not exactly the generalized Schreier families, but a variation of them, namely the generalized thin Schreier families. By the word thin, I mean that this family does not contain proper initial segments of their elements. The generalized thin Schreier family is defined analogously, only we have here the equality of the cardinality with the minimum of the set. And for every sequence in a Banach space and every element of a thin generalized Schreier family alpha omega to xi, there exists a unique convex combination C S xi of xn defined by Alsbach and Odell inductively as follows. Using these notations, we are finally in the position to describe the omega to xi uniformly weak convergence. A sequence xn in a Banach space X is omega to xi uniformly weakly null for some countable ordinal xi if every subsequence of xn has an alpha omega to xi convex block subsequence converging uniformly to zero. Equivalently, we have that the supremum of all averages on S, xi averages on S of the sequence xn, S is an element of the thin generalized family alpha omega to xi, and we have minimum S equal to k, then this supremum goes to zero as k goes to infinity. With this convergence at hand, we define the Danforth-Pettis property of order xi for each countable ordinal xi, replacing the weak convergence of the sequence xn star by the omega xi uniformly weak convergence. After all, we can define firstly the Sprendinger's property of order xi, and then we will give the main characterization of it. A Banach space X has the Sprendinger S of order xi property for some countable-ordinal xi if every normalized weakly null sequence in X admits a subsequence with spreading model of order xi equivalent to the unit basis of C0. Now, we can state the basic characterization of Sprendinger's property of order xi in terms of the Dunford-Pettis property and also of the C0 ordinal rank defined before. The following are equivalent. A Banach space X has Sprendinger S property of order xi if and only if X has the hereditary Dunford-Pettis property of order xi and if and only if the C0 ordinal rank of X is greater than omega to xi. The proof makes essential use of our Ramsey principle for every countable ordinal. So we have that the Sprendinger S property of order xi corresponds to rank omega to xi. The following corollary of the theorem says that X has the Sprendinger S property of order xi for every xi if and only if it has property S, and also has the hereditary Dunford properties of order xi for every xi if and only if it has the Dunford-Pettis property, the classical Dunford-Pettis property. Finally, we have the basic implication from the internal properties to the external one as follows. A Banach space X, if has a the spreading S property of order xi, then it has the spreading U property of order xi. Rephrasing this result and taking into account all the previous results, we have that the hereditary Dunford-Pettis property of order xi implies the equality of the classes B1x with the class S xi of x. And finally, we will give an impressive corollary that gives that if the C0 ordinal rank of a Banach space X is greater than omega to xi, then the non-derank of every Berouan function in the second dual is greater than omega to xi also. So we have this close relation between the space and the second dual. Finishing my talk, I would like to mention that the whole scheme is possible thanks to the validity of our Ramsey principle theorem for every countable ordinal. Thank you.
outlets.